It is fantastic on Static on 2SER to be checking in with Nika from Zola Jesus. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm really good. It's good to hear from you. It's been a while, Nika, 5 years since we had a Zola Jesus album, which is the biggest gap between records ever for you.
Yeah, well, COVID got stuck in there in the middle. It kept me from being, you know, my usual prompt self, but I think that time was pretty good.
Even when the previous album, Ockerby, came out, you said then you'd been taking more time for yourself in between records anyway. I know you moved back to Wisconsin and nested somewhat. So had you kind of taken your foot off the pedal a bit before COVID got in the way?
Yeah, I was trying to slow down the whole process because it becomes a really consistent cycle of writing a record, touring, writing a record, touring, writing a record, touring. And there's not a lot of space in between to like live your life or be a civilian or amass new memories off the road that can be put into your next work. So I really am trying to slow down that process and just let myself live and enjoy life like alongside doing that cycle.
It must be good for creativity to stick your head up once in a while like that.
Oh, totally. And for me, I just need time where I'm not thinking about being a musician because I need to kind of de-identify with being a musician. So that creativity can come from like a really natural place and not from this feeling of having to like perform.
You need to take off your Zola Jesus superhero suit once in a while.
Exactly. Yep.
And Nika, when it came time to think about this new album, you grappled with an element of writer's block. Was that the first time ever?
No, I struggle with writer's block a lot. I think in the beginning it was because I wasn't trusting myself in my creative process. And so I was overthinking everything to the point where it wasn't even enjoyable sometimes to write because I always felt like I had a like, it was like paint by numbers instead of creativity. And so it took me a long time to really break that habit of feeling like my creativity had to be like judged and analyzed as it was happening.
It must almost be like being back in school or something sometimes, thinking you have to churn out this stuff.
Yeah, and feeling like there's people judging and there's criticism. And it sometimes it feels like, did I pass or did I fail? And all of that expectation and pressure that I put on myself as an artist is really antithetical to making like great art, which is supposed to be separate from the thinking mind, usually, I think.
Do you like to conceptualize first when you're making a record? Does that give you a jumping off point?
I think it's all pretty natural. Like it's an organic process of just filling my mind with things. And, you know, my curiosity grows and it follows its own path. And so I really just chase that curiosity. Where is it taking me this time? You know, and sometimes it's like a reaction to what I was just curious about and kind of made my peace with. Or sometimes it's further in a different direction. I never know where it's going to go.
Interestingly, the album ended up being called Archon, which means power or ruler in ancient Greek. But you actually ceded some power in the making of this record. You brought in more outside collaborators to help you get this one out of the line.
Yeah, Archon was written, I mean, there's the Greek term ruler, but I'm taking it from the Gnostic Archons, which are this mystical idea that Archons are these secret rulers of Earth and of humanity and that lead humanity astray. And many people say that, you know, these are very archonic times, and I would agree. But I think the Archons are a very alienating force in humanity. They're keeping us apart from one another. And so even though the album is called Archon, I feel like it's not an archonic record because it is about collaboration and some level of denial of the self, but also like vulnerability and humility and connection.
And Nika, is there a difference in turning to someone to collaborate now over a decade into your career? You're not asking for their help necessarily, but rather their opinion and perspective?
I think both, but maybe 10 years ago, I wasn't sure of myself as an artist. And I wasn't confident in myself as an artist. So I felt like I had to be very defiant with my collaborations because it was constantly a process of trying not to be manipulated by other people or have the art be manipulated. But at this point, I feel very sure of myself. I know who I am and I know what my contribution is in the root of that. And I don't need that sort of narcissistic need to be like the sole person behind the thing. I can let go more and collaborate in a way that's more free and detached.
Well, you worked with this producer called Randall Dunn, who's got previous with the likes of Sunno and Boris, and also a drummer called Matt Chamberlain, who's worked with everybody from Bob Dylan to Perfume Genius. So from them, was it more an enhancement in arrangements and sonics that you got?
Yeah, I think it was mostly about getting in a room with really talented people that I really respected, and I felt like they understood me, so I felt safe with them. Just to get in a room with them and see how my innate sort of creative senses play off of these other people and how what they do can augment my songs or change them or evolve them. Like, it's really challenging to be put in a room with really talented people because usually the flaws of a song or usually the potential of a song that you weren't able to see, you know, and that takes a lot of humility of going, wow, this other person took this song in a direction that I feel like is so much better than where I took it, you know, and that's like a really beautiful experience to have happen. But in the past, I think that would have been really threatening to me. So it takes a certain kind of like desire to collaborate and openness that doesn't always come easily.
There's a drama added to songs like Undertow and Ephemera with Matt's clanging drumming. It seems like they've also helped you to make this a big sounding record, Nika.
Yeah. I mean, just working with a drummer of that caliber is such a game changing creative experience because he took songs that were good and he made them great. And so you just don't realize how important rhythm and groove is until you see that difference.
Groove is in the heart in Zola Jesus, finally.
Yeah, it is.
And did they also know when to take a step back too? On the flip side, Desire is this elegiac piano composition, which you recorded acoustically in a single take. Did you realize you didn't need anything else on that song?
Yeah, I start to see the beauty in pure expression and not to feel like I have this pressure to have to make it something else or bigger or different. And so that just allowed me to see, wow, this song needs nothing. And it's in its live, ephemeral expression where I think the nuance comes out. And so that was really important to me. But also, yeah, I felt very comforted and I felt very safe with the group of people that I made this record with. And they supported me every step of the way and gave me that confidence too.
And Nika, no matter what the style of song, does creating music give you a greater sense of yourself? I love what you said about The Fall. You said, I suppose some feelings require you to write a pop song in order to fully understand them. Is that what you get out of making a record?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, music is my way. It's my diary. It's my self-expression. It's my way to understand myself in a like a material sense. And that's so like reflective for me because sometimes it's so hard to know what you're feeling. And it takes that metabolization of bringing it out of you that like really makes things feel real. And that's so important to me, which is why music has always been a huge part of my life. It's just the way that I understand things and understand myself.
Yeah, it's a real gift to be able to do that, to sort of see your feelings coalesce.
Hugely. I'm so grateful because I think about people that don't have that outlet or haven't found their outlet yet. You know, and I've been stuck not able to make music and it's a nightmare to have to be just locked in with your feelings and not able to really work through them in that constructive way. Like, everybody should have an outlet.
Everybody should make a record or two in their life.
Exactly.
And Nika, on a more personal note, you've got some Ukrainian heritage. How are you holding up with everything that's going on this year? Are you coping okay? Are your family safe and well?
Yeah, my family's okay, but it's just really, really harrowing, especially when you think about everything that Ukraine has been through and how many times it's had to fight for independence from Russia. And just to see it's 2022 and they're still having to fight and to defend themselves, it's just like, it's horrible. And it's hard to watch from afar.
Yeah, it must be awful to see your family going through that and have that all happening firsthand as well. I mean, do you get to tour Eastern Europe this time around? Has it made you more determined to go back to that part of the world?
Yes, always. But I don't know if I'll be able to go to Ukraine for a while, which just breaks my heart as well. Like, the selfish part of me goes, okay, well, now Ukraine has so much more rebuilding to do again. Like, it's just set back again, like time after time. And it just, these beautiful people can't catch a break. So it's been really hard, but I definitely want to go back there and go back around there for sure.
Well, it is good that you can take this Zola Jesus album on the road, and hopefully you'll get back to Australia at some point too. I've got fond memories of the last time you were here. You did a show with Alice Glass, so we need you back. It's been quite a few years, Nika.
Oh, I can't wait. I miss it so much. Australia just has such deep, deep roots in my heart. I just can't wait to go back.
We might have a listen to Ephemera off of Arkan right now. It was great to talk to you about this record on Static. Look after yourself and take care on the road.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This is Zola Jesus now on Static. Thanks, Nika.
Thank you. Count the words inside my head. I can't.